Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all things such as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, everyone, especially for the children's address that was so appropriate for this morning. Dear Nathan gave me, it must have been his message for this morning, because it was so well presented and full of notes. I haven't copied his, but I've taken one or two points from dear Nathan. Risen with Christ. Let us pray. Father, we're just so grateful for the fact that Jesus has done it all for us. Hallelujah. You brought us into your family. And as a family together, we say, Lord, Holy Spirit, minister into our lives. We just open our hearts for you to fill us, Lord, that we may be a blessing to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, by way of introduction, I'm so glad to be here and part of the family here at Long Buckby Baptist Church over the years since we moved to Daventry, and slowly getting more and more involved and becoming more and more part of. And I hope that for many of you are feeling the same also, that you've come into a family and feel very much one and part and accepted. We are born again believers here in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, from the penalty of deep-rooted sin in our lives. I have to put both hands up because there is so much in my life that I'm so grateful that Jesus saved me from. But now we are now modeling a Jesus life. No longer the life of the past, but now a new life. It is by this new nature, new motives, new action, new life, new personality that we are being identified by as Christians, modeling a new culture among the people that we live among. So, Paul here, in this lovely writing to the Colossians, he says in verse 1 and 2, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. We have a brand new mind in Christ. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that. The Bible says that we are now united with Christ, one with Christ. Since you have been raised with Christ, let us set our hearts on things above, not on things on the earth or below. I don't know, but season seems to, change. When I was, when I came to England, there was a lot of preaching on life that is going to be part of our experience in heaven one day. And I remember many of us, singing all the songs were to do with, I'm coming home, to be with you, Lord. There were lots of songs and choruses that we sang about heaven. Now it's changed. We are more dealing with life and the struggles that we have here. It seems like we have now no longer focusing on those things where we are already seated in Christ Jesus. It's a difficult thing to put yourself in two places at once, but that's what happened when you became a Christian. We are raised with Christ and we have been seated already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the life that we live now, we live a life that's hidden in Christ Jesus. It's a complicated life. And yet a wonderful life. We now think and we seek the things above where Christ is. In Ephesians 1, Paul writes to Ephesians 1 verse 3, he says, "We have been blessed with Christ in heavenly places with every spiritual blessing." Imagine that, eh? Do you know that not one of you, not myself or you, are able to say, "I cannot do this," or "I cannot do that." Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who now strengthens me." Yeah? And I love this verse, Ephesians 1 verse 3. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Isn't that wonderful? That we haven't come into part salvation. No. We've come into full salvation in Christ Jesus. Yeah? And it's just like, I watch my grandchildren come home and Celia cooks a beautiful meal, man. And they slowly pick out all the vegetables on one side and whatever else, on another side. And it seems as though that's how we are as Christians. We've picked out what we want and we leave aside and not realize that some of the stuff has the best goodness in it. And my prayer is that God will show us that we've entered into the kingdom of God, whereby He's handed everything in the heavenly places into our hands. And it's there. Whenever you need anything, no matter what you are called to in life, you are able to do it. You are able to pray for your friends. You're able to encourage them. You're able to bless them because you have been blessed through receiving Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 2 and verse 6, Paul says this, "We've been raised together and made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Isn't that wonderful? It's a real mind blowing reality that the moment you and I gave our lives to Jesus, we have been made to be seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So although we are seated there, we are here as well, living this life. Well, learning how to look down from a heavenly position is a real struggle. I don't know how many of you, how often it is that I struggle with my own shortcomings in life, yeah? And I'm looking up at the Lord, "Please, Lord, help me." And somehow I've got to learn to look down at my struggles and see them from a heavenly perspective so that I'm able to overcome them with what God has provided for me. And for you. We're no longer those just here on earth. No. We are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can't look at things now as we did in the past. We have to have this new mindset now to see things as Jesus sees them. So often, you know, when I go to a situation and I don't know quite what I'm going to do, and I pray and I say, Lord, please help me to see through your eyes. Help me to see through your eyes. And it's amazing. It's amazing how different it is from when you look from this aspect you're on earth to when God shows you from where he is seated, how we ought to be seen, our burdens, our problems, the things that overwhelm us. Suddenly they're not such big issues when you see it from God's perspective. Well, as residents on earth, yet citizens in heaven, Paul says, to be spiritual minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. The world tells me to be spiritual minded is to be of no earthly good. Have you been told that? I have a few times. To be spiritually minded, too spiritually minded, is to be of no earthly good. Yet the Bible says, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Paul says to the Hebrews, Hebrews 11 verse 13, men of faith confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims here on earth. Yeah? Yes, we are here, but somehow we're strangers here. We are those who already have a residence already in heaven itself. I came to England to study for the ministry, and then I went back home again and took my wife and we had Matthew was the only child that we had. We went home, and the war was so intense, and I wanted to bring the family back. But I didn't have residence in England. I had no right to England at all. Well, God opened the most glorious way for me. It just, you know, it's just remarkable. And I came, and I remember applying for my British citizenship and being given the right to stay, to work, to live, to do anything. I can return home to Zimbabwe, not as a Rhodesian, but a Zimbabwean, but as an Englishman. Isn't that lovely, eh? It's just amazing. That's what we are. Able to go into, live in any country, yet citizens of heaven itself. Hallelujah. And somehow we've got to get used to that. Somehow we've got to know of the glories and the blessings that we have come into as being the citizens of heaven, child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. See, secondly, not only do we have new minds, but a new life now. Hidden with Christ in God. Our new life, hidden with Christ in God. Oh, you know, in Romans, Paul says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice that is pleasing unto God, which God expects of each one of us. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, which God expects. Which God expects. Well, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Transformed by the renewing of your minds. I brought my jacket so that I could actually put it on at this stage and then just show you. See, Paul says that now that we are Christians, believers in Jesus, now he says, take off the old nature. Take off the old nature. The old nature no longer has a place to rule our lives. No longer should be allowed to rule everything that we are, shaping our personality and our character. No. The old must go. Idolatry through the practicing of sexual immorality, impurity, lust, desires, greed, even allowing our emotions to run riot in our lives. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language. That's all got to stop. No, I thank God. I went through the army. I picked up a lot of filthy habits. And I hope I haven't shown my past to any of you. I hope even to my wife. But sometimes this ugly thing tries to come and rule my life. And I realize that I have to now put on a new man. Not just when I receive Jesus, every day I have to put on the new man. The new nature. For I died, and the life I now live is hidden together with Christ in God. It's hidden together with Christ in God. Now, this is what Paul writes here to the Colossians. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. The basis of this whole new life now is our relationship with Jesus. Our relationship with Jesus. You see, our new life hidden with Christ in God. In verse 10 it says, being renewed in knowledge and in the image of God, our Creator. You and I are being renewed in our knowledge and in our walk with Jesus. We're becoming more and more every day like Jesus. It's an ongoing work. And whenever I slip up, I say to folk, please, I'm still a work how did they say it? I'm a work in progress here. Thank you. I'm a work in progress. I struggle with a lot of things even now. But praise God that He's never given up on me. He will never give up on you. But He will bring us through into the end. The Bible says God is able to save those who have committed their lives to Him. He will not let us down. Hallelujah. He will not let us down. In John 14 verse 9, Jesus says, because I live, you will live also. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? A promise. Because I live, says Jesus, you will live also. This is what he says also. Paul says, for me now to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Honestly, as believers, there's no way we can miss out. If we die, we gain heaven. If we live for Christ. So whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 51, Paul says this, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trumpet's last sound. Hallelujah. Isn't that lovely, eh? I don't know what it's going to be like, what I'm going to be like, but I know this. The Word says, the Bible says, that at the last trumpet, we shall be changed. Hallelujah. And we shall be more like Him. Praise God. Well, now we are part of a new community in Christ Jesus. So, a new mind, a new life, but we are part of a new community in Christ Jesus. Yeah? This community is already raised with Christ. We're already raised with Christ. Already seated with Him in heavenly places. You see, in this new community, there's a unity. that binds us together. There is neither Jew or Gentile. There's neither free or slave. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? There is no division. We are one in Christ Jesus. He is in us all and through us all. He is Lord of all. Christ Jesus. In the early church, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 on, it says that the new community raised with Jesus were hidden together in Christ Jesus. They shared a culture together. That is, as Hillary shared with us, that a culture is something that we do together. They developed a culture of being together. They worked at it. And they worked hard at it. So hard that we see that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings. They had fellowship together. They broke bread together. They prayed together. They were together in all things and even shared everything in common. They worked at being together. And that's the struggle here at Lougbuckby Baptist Church. We work hard to be together, to share together. I love the meals that we have together. Come in the morning for the prayer breakfast here, man, and the fellowship is great. Absolutely wonderful. Every time we have a meal together, it seems to just do something rather special to every one of us. A feeling of a greater sense of belonging together. In our Bible study groups, we share fellowship that truly is awesome. It really is an awesome experience. And being able to run to each other when we are struggling, to phone someone, that when life suddenly takes serious places and we don't know where to go, to have some folk come on our prayer news, and we're able to pray and share with them in prayer. It's a wonderful thing. We work at being together as a church, as a community. It's part of our culture. Well, in conclusion, our culture is the things we do together. We try and fellowship together. We try to live up to our new motto. It's been now quite a few years now. Our new motto, loving God, sharing our lives together, and encouraging a community life. Loving God, sharing our lives together, encouraging community life. May God help us as we continue to work at it. We are certainly not perfect as a church. We've got a long way to go. So if you are one of those on the outskirts looking in, may I invite you? Wouldn't you like to become part of this community, this family? That you too may help us build something that's strong for Jesus here. Something that affects people. I invite you to share with us in our values, our standards of living, our Jesus lifestyle, so that we are able to influence more around about us. Perhaps you haven't even committed your life to Jesus. There's many here of us who would love to pray with you that are in the prayer team. Please don't leave the building without being prayed for. God loves you. God loves you. And we as a church family, we love you and we want you to be part of us. I've only been here 6 years. And we came from Daventry only by chance, because there was no Baptist church there in Daventry at the time. We went to New Wine Vineyard Church. But they were having a Sunday cafe and we wanted a real message. We came here, and the love has held us here since. and we are grateful to be part of this family. I do invite, if you are not yet part, take those steps. Become a member. Be baptized and enter fully so that you can serve. You can be a blessing and encouragement to others. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Lord, it's just so good that you have made us part of your family, your community here in Longbuckby. A strange family. We come from West Haddon, Daventry, the Brinktons, some even further afield. Thank you for each other, Lord. Help us to treasure each other. Help us to value each other. Help us, Lord, to honor each other so that you are always seen in the way we love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.